Democrats' $3.5 trillion package includes $700,000 penalties on companies violating Biden coronavirus mandates. By Hannah Blow on September 29, 2021. Companies that failed to adhere to the Biden administration's coronavirus rules, including the anticipated employer vaccine mandate, could face fines up to $700,000 thanks to Democrats, who snuck the severe monetary penalties into the controversial 2,465-page spending bill. The far left's $3.5 trillion spending bill includes severe penalties that can be levied against companies that fail to comply with the Biden administration's coronavirus rules outlined by the U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, which crafted an emergency coronavirus rule over the summer. It was published in the Federal Register, essentially deeming the Chinese coronavirus a workplace hazard. However, this month, Biden also directed OSHA to develop a directive requiring employers with over 100 employees to either mandate vaccines or implement mandatory testing requirements. Page 168 of the Democrats' massive spending package outlines fines as high as $70,000 for serious infractions of the rules, but it can go up to $700,000 for willful or repeated violations. If enacted into law, VAX enforcement could bankrupt non-compliant companies even more quickly than the $14,000 OSHA fine anticipated under Biden's announced mandate, Forbes observed. If the legislation is enacted, OSHA could levy draconian fines to enforce Biden's vaccine mandate, a move that could rapidly bankrupt non-compliant companies. The Biden mandate affects employers collectively employing an estimated 80 million workers. It sets up a bigger battle over the controversial employer mandates, as 24 Republican attorneys general have already informed President Biden of their intention to take legal action if his dangerous and counterproductive vaccine mandates become a reality. The attorneys general wrote, in part, "You propose to enforce your mandates through the rarely used emergency temporary standard provision in the OSH Act." According to the Congressional Research Service, the department has attempted to adopt an emergency temporary standard only on other times since 1983, and that one exception came in June of this year and is being challenged. An emergency temporary standard does to have to go through notice and comment and can be made effective immediately upon publication. Because of this lack of process and oversight, courts have viewed these standards with suspicion. Between 1971 and 1983, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, issued 9 emergency temporary standards. Of those, 6 were challenged. The courts fully vacated or stayed the standards in 4 cases, partially stated the standards in another, and upheld only 1 of the 6. If your administration does not alter its course, the undersigned state attorneys general will seek every available legal option to hold you accountable and uphold the rule of law, they vowed. Meanwhile, Congressional Progressive Caucus Chair Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWA, warned that the majority of Progressive Caucus members will reject the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill without the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. "I will not be able to support that, and neither will the majority of our members. And let's just be clear, we are ready to support that if people stick to the deal we originally made," she told CNN's Wolf Blitzer on Tuesday. Similarly, Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, has also defied the House Speaker, urging Democrats to reject the infrastructure bill on its own, as a vote for it alone would end all leverage that we have to pass a major reconciliation bill.